And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm continuing to look at the topic, Principles for Working with Teens. There have been many different types of personalities among successful parents. Some parents are quiet, others are forceful. Some are flashy, some are subdued. Despite the differences, they're successful in rearing families that grow up to honor the Lord. The reason is clear. It's the principles that they follow, not the personalities of the parents, that allow them to direct their children wisely through those teenage years. You too can be successful as a parent by following the right principles as you direct the growth and maturity of your children. Oh, it doesn't start when your children become teenagers. It's far too late by that time. But if you've carefully led your children through the first 12 years of their lives, you can be confident as you face the 7 teenage years. For as you continue to employ the time-honored principles that have served other successful parents, you can be sure that the Lord will help you help your children as they mature. A principle that parents should be aware of is that of recognizing the extreme sensitivity of their teen. Whether you're thinking about your child's appearance, his friends, his clothing, boy-girl relationships, or any other area of life, your child is sensitive to criticism from others. Often, this causes real difficulty in a home situation. You're sincere in your criticism, and you're trying your best to help him. But your criticism can be the source of argument, tears, and anger. That's why you need to wholeheartedly rely on the wisdom that cometh from above. The Bible says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." That's the real key in avoiding the disagreements that spring up over a misunderstood criticism. Let me make 2 points in connection with your constructive criticisms of your teen. First, avoid sarcasm. Now, I know that sarcasm can be humorous, but when it comes to using sarcasm with your children, be careful. You may think it's funny, but your thoughts really are not very important in a matter like this. You should take great care when you express criticism in a sarcastic manner. Secondly, be cautious before you criticize your child in front of a group of his friends. I'm not saying that you should never do this, but I am saying that you should be careful if you feel a need to criticize him in a situation like this. Once again, your teenage child is naturally sensitive, and he's apt to resent you if you embarrass him in front of his friends. When you make every effort to keep from embarrassing your child, your sincere interest and understanding will eventually filter through to him. This is what you want to communicate to him, your consideration of his sensitivity. He needs to feel that you're for him, that you're trying your dead-level best to help him. This is the attitude that can make your whole investment of time an effective one. In all your working with your child, never lose hope. While he may frustrate you and continually amaze you with his response to life situations, never forget that today's young adults who just now are taking their places in responsible positions in society were teens just a few years back. Someone influenced their lives, just as you're now influencing the lives of your children. Above all, we who know Jesus Christ as our Savior should continually rejoice over the God-given opportunity that we have of training our teenagers for him. This is a ministry, just as much as the ministry of preaching or teaching or evangelizing. As you follow scriptural principles in working with your children, you can have the satisfaction of having God's blessing upon your ministry of parenthood.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.